The Neuroscience of Mindfulness, written and read by Stan Rodsky. In the course of my career, I worked as a registered psychologist for over 30 years, mainly with executives and people dealing with high stress. During those years, I became increasingly interested in the potential of the simple act of colouring in to help us rewire our brains. This would eventually lead me to develop my series of colouration books. Talia came to my offices one day as a very stressed and anxious 16-year-old. She had severe agoraphobia, fear of open spaces, and found it immensely difficult even to go outside. She'd been suffering from the condition since she was about 13 or 14, and it had worsened to the point where she'd been unable to attend school for the last 2 years. Her personal, social, and family life was in tatters. She had been medicated for her condition, but the more drugs she tried, the worse it got. Every time a health professional suggested something new, she only had to think about what she was being asked to do, and her fear would totally disable her. I might have been the 17th professional she'd seen in 3 years. Her distraught parents had tried everything. This time they didn't want just another psychological intervention, but they'd heard about the work I'd been doing on rewiring the brain. When they approached me, I said, "Well, yes, I will take her on, and I want to trial a new technique that I've been working on." And I asked, "Does she like colouring in?" And they told me that she did. I said, "Look, tell her to bring her favourite pencils with her and I'll explain what she has to do." When I met Talia, she told me that, like most of us, she'd really enjoyed colouring in as a very young child. In fact, she told me quietly that she still enjoyed it today. I said, "I'd like you to help me with an experiment." The word experiment took some of the pressure off. Whether it worked or didn't work was no big deal. And I said, "I'm going to use an EEG, an electroencephalography machine. So we're going to hook up your earlobe and we're going to look at the way your brain is communicating with your body, in particular the way it's communicating with a couple of your glands and organs that are producing this state of anxiety in you. What we were measuring were two neurotransmitters, chemical messengers. One was the activation neurotransmitter adrenaline, and the other was the relaxation neurotransmitter dopamine. First, I just put her on the machine for 5 minutes while she sat there looking blankly at me, so I had a baseline from which to measure any improvement.